Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Yesterday, I went through a fantastic exercise that I want to share with you. It's called my Hell Yes practice. And I kind of just made it up and it's still buzzing inside of me. So I can't wait to tell you about it. So what are your hell yeses? Have you ever thought about it? What are the things that you do every day or the things that you want to do every day that you think like, hell yes, I want to do this. There may be some stuff that is already happening in your life or that you'd like to create in your life. I'm not talking about, you know, positive affirmations and writing sticky notes all over your house. Although, you know, sometimes that can work for you. What I'm talking about is identifying those things that get you so jazzed up that you feel like you're going to jump out of your skin. You have some of those things in your life. You already do. So it is really helpful to identify what it is that you're doing that really kind of floats your boat and what things are kind of cool that you're doing and what stuff is kind of just like meh, you know, M-E-H, meh. So this is what I did yesterday. I sat down with a blank journal, a full sheet, full-size paper, and I wrote down all of the current projects I'm working on and all of the current opportunities that are brewing in my life. I wanted to get really, really clear on what it is I'm excited about, what it is that is just sort of okay in my life, and the things that really don't create much joy or may even cause me stress and anxiety. So I just listed it. I sat with my journal and I listed out everything that I'm doing professionally and personally in my life. Opportunities, exercises, practices, playful things, hobbies. But honestly, I really just focused on professionally right now because there's a lot of stuff. It would take me a long time. So I wrote down all of my potential projects and current projects. And then I sat with it and I looked at each and every one. And I not only thought about how these current projects or potential projects, how I like them or dislike them, but I sat with the feeling of what it brought up for me. And there are, out of about 30, there were about 8 hell yes. This is what I want to do. This is what jazzes me. This is what makes me shine. And so I wrote in a big fat red pen, hell yes. Couple of things that I am working on are really exciting. And most of my hell yeses I can't really talk about just yet because they're really brewing right now. Well, one of them is book number 2. I'm really excited about what's coming together for book number 2. So that's one of my hell yeses. But my other hell yes is just supporting people in waking up out of the dream state of their busy mind. I love helping people. I love this podcast. Actually, it was a hell yes. I love coming in front of this mic in my closet and talking about what's lighting me up and what can help you light your world up. So I wrote out my hell yeses. Then I was left with maybe about 15, 18 other projects or potential projects. And I thought about what was kind of cool. That's what I listed it in a blue pen. Kind of cool. The stuff that I don't mind doing, that I've been doing for a while and, you know, I still enjoy, but it's not really a hell yes, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool that I do this stuff. And then there were the meh projects. The stuff that I'm doing, some of it I have to do, you know, that makes my living, that, you know, that keeps the show running. But the stuff that really just doesn't excite me anymore, or that just has to be done. And listen, we've all got that in our lives. But to really look at those as well and to see if maybe you could change your strategy in some of the myths, right? So I'm looking at that. This just happened yesterday. I identified my hell yeses. I was honest about the kind of cool projects, but the stuff that's not really exciting me. And then the stuff that either is boring, causes me anxiety, or just doesn't do it for me anymore. I think it's so helpful, and it's been so helpful in just 24 hours of doing this, to recognize and to be honest. All right, some of this stuff I just have to continue to do, right? But maybe I can find a different strategy. Maybe I can batch some of these projects so that it's not occurring every day, but I'm just, I'm scheduling out some of the time in my work week to get some of these less than exciting projects done. And in focusing on the hell yeses. So in batching the mess, right, the not so greats, and in identifying the kind of cools but not really doing it for me, it allows me to then open up a great deal of time to pursue my hell yeses, right? Because that's the stuff that keeps us afloat. That's the stuff that keeps us humming and pressing edges in our life and taking chances and risks. So this has been really exciting for me. I think I've always known it, and I believe that we all know it in our heads, but when you see this stuff on paper, all of a sudden, it becomes alive. It's like, wow, what if most of my day was spent in hell yes? What the heck could I possibly manifest if I was walking around most of the time in hell yes? Now, like I said, there's going to be stuff that we have to do, right? I've got to do the payroll, and I've got to do my programming, and I've got to do the stuff that I don't really love to do. But we can put it in perspective and shine the light on our hell yeses and just know that the stuff that you got to get done, you got to get done. So we don't stop complaining about it, right? And recognize that it's going to give you more time and resources for your hell yeses. So I hope this helps you. It's really set me on fire in 24 hours. I got this idea from a couple of pages in Tim Ferriss's new book called Tools of Titans. It's a fantastic read. I'll throw it in the show notes. And he was talking about how he made the decision to stop being a startup investor for a year, that he recognized that being a startup investor was causing him a great deal of anxiety. Too many emails, too many decisions, too much research, too much follow-up. And so he just made the decision to not do it because it was causing him too much. It was pulling him away from being creative and contributing in a way that he is really good at. It's a great book, by the way. I flip through a couple of pages a day, and it usually lights something up for me. So check that out, Tim Ferriss' Tools of Titans, and it's towards the end of the book. I'll actually put the pages in the show notes as well, the exact pages of how I was inspired to create this hell yes practice. I'm going to continue to look at the hell yeses. I'm going to actually continue to look at this page for the next month or so, and might identify a couple more hell yeses. I might identify and get even more honest with what's not doing it for me anymore. You know, I say it all the time, life is too short to not experience every moment fully. Let's not waste our time focused on the stuff that's not making us feel awake and alive. Some of the stuff, yes, has to be done, but we can batch it. We can get more efficient and effective at doing the stuff that has to get done in order to create more time for us to live in hell, yes. That's what I'm about, folks. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your hell yeses. I'll start to divulge a couple of more of mine as I get into it and start manifesting some of this stuff. But it's really fun. You know, life should be fun and creative and spontaneous, not drudgery and boredom and mundane. We're too brilliant for that. You're too brilliant for that. So show up today. Show up and do this exercise and let me know what you find out. Let's continue this journey, this radical shift together into incredible possibilities. Have a fantastic day.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.